President Clinton, I think, told your staff something kind of interesting about you.
Well, I think he might be talking about when they were in the Oval Office. I got a call one day from Ron Klain, who's been mentioned in this current, who's helped Vice President Biden now. He's one of the top officials in the Biden campaign. But Ron Klain said, your name came up in the Oval Office today. We had brought up the 10th Circuit spot, and the president said, who are people talking about in the 10th Circuit? And we said, well, everyone seems to be wanting this young former Attorney General, Robert Henry, who's dean of the law school there. He's gotten good reports from your friend Mike Turpin, from Governor David Walters, from on the Republican side, Governor Henry Bellman, and several other people. He just seems to be unanimously liked. And President Clinton said, well, don't you know why everybody likes him? And they said, well, do you know something we don't know, Mr. President? He said, well, the reason everybody likes him is because he sued me. And right. they just kind of turned pale. And then they said, but then he said, but I forgave him. So is that what you were thinking of?
It was, yes. Yeah. Right. And you were there 16 years, the last two as chief judge. So explain a little bit about the Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the where we make our appeal. Those who are probably on death row or whatever, do they make appeals? And you're the intermediary between them and the Supreme Court.
Right. Pretty much all death penalty cases eventually get to the 10th Circuit. They don't have to, but you know, most people will appeal their death cases, and so that's a lot of the work, because on a death penalty, there's not a whole lot of room to do very much on those cases, but you want to make sure that they're done properly and that they're done correctly. You know, you're talking about taking a life, and it's just imperative that everything be done properly. And so death penalty cases I always found to be very hard, because now some of them weren't so hard, but others where there were multiple defendants and you're trying to figure out who's the real shooter, or you know, who's the hitman, who you wanted to really make sure that everything was looked at closely and carefully.
And what was your personal view of the death penalty?
I came to be against it. That didn't mean I wouldn't vote to support it, because my personal views were not dispositive of a legal view, you know, but I came to the point where I thought, by the time we go through all of the safeguards to go through the process, the person that we're getting ready to execute is not the same person that they were. A lot of them become model prisoners. Many become model prisoners, and they just, you know, they were involved with drugs and maybe even an addiction. You know, I no longer think the death penalty makes sense. That's a controversial view, but that's, you know, you ask what I personally thought, and that's what I personally think.
Right. Were you surprised on cases that came to the 10th Circuit and you'd review them and there were glaring glitches or errors and say, how in the world could this have been settled in such a manner when it's real obvious to us the evidence wasn't there? Did that kind of experience for you?
Yeah, I had a couple of cases of prosecutorial misconduct that were so egregious that you wondered if the jury got a fair look at the evidence, you know, because the prosecutors have a great deal of influence over the jury, and you've got to require them to follow the law carefully and to not, you know, use evidence prejudicially. There were a couple of DAs that had problems with that, and we had to watch their cases a lot.